Good morning. It's Friday, February 26th. This is your briefing from the News and Observer. Today will be much cooler and rainy, with temperatures dropping into the mid-40s. Look for a strong chance of showers. It will warm up this weekend but will remain rainy on Saturday and Sunday. In our top story, a new report shows a culture of racial bias permeates the Apex Police Department. The report was shared this week after activists brought it up at an Apex Town Council meeting. All Apex Police employees had an opportunity to participate in the survey, and activists say they're concerned about some of the racist and hostile statements about the town's residents. The report makes recommendations, including creating a citizen advisory committee on race relations, requiring diversity training, and recruiting more diverse applicants. The interim police chief acknowledges the department has problems but said most officers want to do their job to protect the town's residents. In coronavirus news, the first known B.1.1.7 variant of COVID-19 has been detected in Durham County, health officials said Thursday. The more contagious strain was first discovered in the United Kingdom. The Durham health director said detecting the case was expected, as 37 cases already have been identified across the state. No information was provided about the person who has this version of the coronavirus other than the person's contacts have been notified. Health officials say the presence of the variant is a reminder people need to stay vigilant about protecting themselves. In crime news, North Carolina will release 3,500 state prisoners early over the next 6 months. The move is a result of a settlement in a lawsuit challenging prison conditions during the COVID-19 pandemic. According to the settlement, state officials will work to fulfill promises that include releasing at least 1,500 people within 90 days, according to legal documents. The lawsuit's plaintiffs called the settlement one of the largest prison releases in the country. In education news, the Wake County school system plans to eventually let more fans attend high school athletic contests. But that won't happen this week, even though Governor Roy Cooper will allow it. A new executive order goes into effect today that will expand how many people can attend indoor and outdoor sporting events. But the Wake school system said it will wait until next week to announce spectator guidelines. And finally, North Carolina native Jennifer King made history last month when she was named the NFL's first Black woman assistant coach. King is the assistant running backs coach for the Washington football team after building a successful career as both an athlete and coach in North Carolina. For her trailblazing path, she's the News and Observer's Tar Heel of the Month. You can read more about her on our website. Those are just some of the stories we've been working on for our readers. For the latest information, please visit our website and consider supporting our journalism with a subscription. Before you go, Return Man is a new podcast celebrating the life and investigating the suspicious death of Lancaster, South Carolina's only Super Bowl champion, Jim Duncan. From the Rock Hill Herald, find Return Man at heraldonline.com/returnman, on the iHeartRadio app, or wherever you get your podcasts.